I've never had any broken bones, which is sort of amazing considering all the stupid things I used to do as a kid. I used to climb these 30-foot pine trees that were just a couple blocks away from where my parents lived where I was growing up. It was a really great view from the neighborhood. You didn't even have to get all the way up to the top to see a great view. I could have spent hours up there. I just loved climbing those trees. But one day, the school district decided that where those trees were was going to be a great place for a soccer field. And so, of course, those trees had to be chopped down. And for a while there, before they removed them, all that was there was a bunch of stumps. Stumps aren't really great for anything. They're kind of ugly looking. They don't really do anybody any good. And of course, finally, they were removed. Because when you see a stump there, there's no goodness to it. The tree bears fruit, but the stump doesn't seem to have anything really worthwhile there. And stumps are ugly. Stumps are useless. And the people of Israel sometimes felt this way. They often felt this way, especially after losing in battle, losing many lives, and they began to see the error of their ways in turning away from God. We're useless. Why would God want us now? Yet God says that he will never give up on us, and the imagery of the stump that he uses in the first reading is actually quite beautiful. Notice the fruit comes from the stump of Jesse. God acknowledging that by all appearances to humankind, maybe Israel wasn't really worth that much anymore. They turned away so often. They weren't really a great big nation. What were they worth? And yet the Lord said that he would do it because he produced from that stump through its roots that great fruit that would blossom. And it's because the roots, of course, are still quite strong. They're strong because they're rooted in the covenant with God, a covenant which God blesses. So this blossom is no mere fruit of the people, but something much greater, which is rooted in God, the Savior. Jesus didn't come into a people that was perfectly ready for him. They are sinners through and through. Yet because of God's great love for his people, the Savior is indeed born. He is born from those people, the people which he promised the Savior to. The good news is, in addition to Jesus coming from the Israelites, from the stump of Jesse, this prophecy from Isaiah is really about us as well. Stumps though we seem to be, we feel that we're worthless. Sometimes we especially feel this way when we realize the depths of God's love for us. We look at the cross of Jesus and we say, wow, God really did do that for me. But I just don't believe he can do anything with me. Because I'm so screwed up. I sin. I don't follow God like I know I should. And I just feel like, God, all right, you love me enough to send the Savior, but can you really do anything now with me, stump though I am? Sometimes we feel like there's nothing really worth us except to be chopped down. But remember, the blossom that comes forth from the stump of Jesse is born through its roots. So too, God can blossom much fruit in us because of the roots that we have through holy baptism and strengthened in the sacrament of confirmation. The blossom has the gifts of wisdom, understanding, counsel, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. These are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We have them through our baptism, and we've been strengthened again by them through our confirmation. As St. Paul tells us in the second reading from the letter to the Romans, we have been given the Scriptures. We've been given the Scriptures to show us how to live, to use properly the fruit which Christ can bear in us. And John the Baptist shows us the way. He shows us the way back when we ignore the fruit that Christ wants to bear in us, or when we use it improperly, when we sin. Repentance. Repentance is always the way back to God. Brothers and sisters, in this Advent season, I encourage us I implore all of us to make use of the sacrament of reconciliation, not only in the season of Advent, but make it a regular part of our lives, so that the fruit which Jesus desires to bear in us through the roots of baptism and confirmation can be strengthened to do good for us, for the salvation of our souls, and the building up of his holy church.